has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the last day of March. That means the quarter comes to an end today on the year 2014, and we are off to a good start, at least for now. And I think we'll finish up pretty good. We've got some good news out on the market so far, and the markets are responding very well. So far, we have the Dow up 151 points on this last day of the quarter. The Dow is at 16,474. The S&P 500 is up 15 points right now. The S&P 500 is at 1,873. The NASDAQ is up almost 50 points right now. The NASDAQ is at 4,205. We have gold continuing to drop. Gold is at 1,292 right now. We have crude oil at 101.47, and boy, a lot of the crude oil stocks certainly are on the move right now. Whether they be oil and exploration stocks, natural gas stocks, or energy service stocks, that's one of the sectors that's really moving up the leaderboard right now. More on that in a bit. The euro is at 1.38. We have the 10-year yield at 2.74%. I read that people are pulling money out of short-term 1 to 3 year treasuries right now. Biggest outflow since 2010, and I think probably Miss Yellen's 6 months comments, which she's trying to take back now and put back into that tube of toothpaste. But now that it's out, I think she'll have a very difficult time putting that back in. And don't forget, it's the opening day of baseball season. Well, we open, and we're the leading team in baseball now, the San Diego Padres. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. The question on everybody's mind right now, is this a market sell-off? Is this the end to the five-year-old bull market? Or is it something else? I addressed this in depth over the weekend in my newsletter, which I do every weekend. I began the newsletter on Friday after the market closed, and I finished it up on Saturday around 4 p.m. in the afternoon. I gave up a Saturday because I felt like this is a very, very important time in the market. And in fact, I labeled the newsletter as such. And I'm not doing this to promote newsletters, or I'm not doing this to sound alarm or to get you to click on the link. I said this may be the most important newsletter of the year. And I truly believe that. Because the market environment is changing. And it's changing very rapidly. You know, when 2013 came to an end, and we began the new year, and I wrote the first newsletter of the year, there was absolutely no warning signs out there, really, that the market was going to be so turbulent for the next 3 months. But as a guy who goes through hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of charts on a daily basis from all over the world, I feel like I have a pretty good feel for where the markets are, where the asset classes are, where the sectors are, where the economy is, and where the world is, at least from an investing point of view, at any given point in time. And there were a lot of things that I've been saying that I did not like as we began the new year. I didn't like the outsized performance of 29% that we had in the year 2013. I tend to have a numbers-oriented mind. Mathematics has always been my subject that I excelled at, and I know that unusual numbers have a way of jumping back to the mean. Example, Yasiel Puig who was batting like 450 after 2 months in baseball last year. Did it eventually kind of snap back towards the mean? Not only did his batting average snap back towards the mean, but his attitude went beyond the mean. I didn't like that fact that we had had such an outsized year in the market, making it very, very difficult to follow up. What do you do for an encore in 2014? I also didn't like the fact that the Fed was cutting back on its stimulus program. And I used an example in my newsletter of a player that we have on the San Diego Padres who seemed to have outsized performance yesterday or last year. He also seemed to have outsized biceps last year. He also seemed to have outsized thigh muscles last year. And he also seemed to have an outsized batting average over his, you know, his long-term average. And if it looks too good to be true, it probably is, and it was. And it ended up that they found a little bit of stuff in his system, and he was caught up in the big steroid scandal of 2013 that hit baseball. Well, now we're going to see this year how a lot of those players, Ryan Braun in Milwaukee, Yasmani Grandal here in San Diego, and Everett Cabrera and others, we're going to find out what kind of players they are without stimulus in their system. And we're finding out what kind of player the stock market is without stimulus in its system. It's being weaned off of said stimulus. I was also worried about the emerging markets that continued to submerge. Now remember, this is 3 months ago, because things have changed dramatically since then, which we're going to go through today. In fact, this may be one of the most important radio shows of the year. Because if you don't understand what's going on in the market, and if you keep doing the same old thing that you've been doing for the last 15 months, which was good, it was really good. Well, the markets are changing now. And if you don't change with the market here, and if you don't rotate with the market, you know, you're going to get run over by a steamroller. I also didn't like the fact that Russian troops were massing on the Crimean border, getting ready to annex the country. Now, that was 3 months ago. And in the interim, I started raising cash. I sold my 3D printing stock for a 44% gain. I sold my psoriasis stock. I scratched it from my portfolio for a 60% gain. I followed up with the sell of Jazz Pharmaceutical at or near the top for a 111% gain. I next dumped one half of my Illumina for a 117% profit. Also very, very close to the top. I sold half of my Dexcom position for a 123% profit. Again, very close to the top. I then dumped the remainder of my Illumina with a realized gain of 110% a week later. And in fact, I was in the process of rapidly backing out and lowering my exposure to the biotechs before a letter came out from Henry Waxman to Gilead Sciences, rattling the saber, socialistic tones. How do you justify the price of your miracle cure for hepatitis C? Well, you know what? The biotechs were probably looking for a reason to sell off anyways. But Waxman certainly provided the catalyst. And in fact, in the study that I did over the weekend, Waxman's comments have taken the biotech industry down 12%. Since that Friday letter. And then, of course, 9 other letters also started this market in a tizzy, in a rotation, in a sell-off, and that was 6 months. 9 letters. In reality, it was 10 letters. 9 from Yellen, 6 months, and 1 letter from Waxman to Gilead that sent the market, that sent the leadership area. Now, there's the key. The leadership area of the market, not the market, The S&P is only down 1.5% from the top, but the leadership area of the market is down anywhere from 15 to 25% since those 10 letters, 6 months, and that one letter from Waxman. And where does that leave us now? Is this the beginning of the end of the five-year-old bull market? Or is the market rotating out of leading areas of the market and going into underserved, undeserved stocks that have been left behind in the wake, the dust of the leadership stocks? When we come back, I'm going to do the best, my best, to answer that question. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio. Well, we are examining the big question right now in the market. The leadership stocks have sold off viciously, anywhere from 10 to 25%. But the S&P 500 is only down 1.5% from the high. It's the four-letter words, the four-letter symbols. The internet stocks, the biotech stocks, the healthcare stocks that have come under fire here over the last week or two. At the same time, all right, now here's a key point to all of this. At the same time, I showed several charts. That's why, for me, it's invaluable to look at hundreds and hundreds of charts. In fact, I looked at 3,000 charts this past weekend. It was fun. You know, my eyes are still kind of goofy. I'm still looking for trend lines and sidewalks and whatnot. But I saw a lot of stocks breaking out. And what did they seem to have in common with one another? Well, here's some examples I gave in my newsletter. Hewlett-Packard, with a P.E. ratio of 9, is breaking out to a new high. Microsoft, with a P.E. ratio of 14, is breaking out to a new high. What's Google's P.E. again? 26, not that bad, but still, the low P.E. stocks right now are catching fire. Taiwan Semiconductor, P.E. ratio of 16, breaking out to a new high. Local company Qualcomm, P.E. ratio of 19, breaking out to a new high. What's Amazon's P.E. these days? 583. And the chart looks like it. Then I showed another stock, Ultimate Software. P.E. ratio of 86, former leader, getting absolutely taken to the woodshed. What's happening here? Well, you're starting to hear it on TV. It's starting to show up. But how long is it before the asset allocators start adjusting their portfolios? How long is it before people with 401k start adjusting their portfolios? How long is it before individual investors realize what's happening here? The market is moving away from high PE stocks, anything north of 25, let's call it, and they're flocking towards low PE stocks. Let's call it companies under 20 PE ratios. And that tends to favor a few sectors in the market. Big tech, big technology companies that were left behind. Just gave you several examples. Semiconductor companies. Energy companies. Energy's also being helped by Mr. Putin. Mr. Putin's pocketbook is also being helped by rising energy prices. I don't know what percent of the Russian economy depends on oil. I want to say 70 to 80%. So even if he has no intentions in going into Ukraine, which I don't believe he does right now, just parking his troops there is lining him and his billionaire buddies' pocketbooks. That's the one of the biggest factors going in on the market right now. And the second one may even be a bigger profit-making story than the first one. So, if you have a 401k, generally speaking, you have a choice between growth funds and value funds. Without question, now I don't know if this trend is going to follow through and continue, but I believe it is. Ever since Yellen blurted out those nine letters, those two words, 6 months, she can try to put it back into the tube of toothpaste all she wants. It sent a shudder through the bond market, especially the short-term bond market, and it sent a shudder through the high PE market. And that's what this sell-off has been all about. Are they going to recover? Is the market going to return to high PE stocks? Not in my opinion. They may bounce and they may regain their sea legs, but are they going to regain their market leadership? As of now, I don't believe that to be the case. I believe that the next wave of market leadership is going to come from the low PE stocks. I love value investing. I'm always nervous when the market favors high PE stocks. But you have to go with what the market is delivering. You saw the returns that we racked up here at Gunderson Capital Management in 2013 because we were with the leadership stocks. It was all about U.S. stocks. It was all about small cap growth, micro cap growth, mid cap growth. And it was all about four sectors in the market: internet, biotech, pharmaceuticals, and healthcare. Now it's all changed. It's in transition. Now you can stay on with those four sectors if you want. You can stay on with the growth stocks and the high PE stocks if you want. But I've learned in my 20 years in the business that when the market changes, you better change with it if you want to continue to make money going forward. Now this was a very turbulent change, one of the most turbulent rotations, one of the swiftest rotations I've ever seen. Not only is the market shifting from high PE to low PE, but here is another very key point. What country led the markets last year? Where was the only place to be invested in 2013? U.S. stocks. You can look around the world at the emerging markets, China, Latin America, Mexico. They all got clobbered last year. Guess what? Money is now flowing into the emerging markets. These very markets that were stomped last year are just beginning. This is the early stages. This is the just like baseball season is beginning this week. This is the early stages of a rebound, at least for now. I believe it's going to follow through. It may fizzle out, but I believe that the emerging markets and the international markets are now cheaper than the U.S. market, which also goes along with my theme, chasing value. I showed a chart of ADRE. You look at that yourself. That's an ADR index fund of the emerging markets. It's an exchange-traded fund. I've told you to avoid the emerging markets for the last almost 2 years, and I've saved you a lot of money by not being in those emerging markets. And now I'm telling you that Brazil is breaking out. There's hopes for a pro-business leader come this October in their elections down there. Italy is breaking out to new highs. Italy, beleaguered Italy, the eye of the storm during the European contagion. China is on the move. And on and on and on, while the NASDAQ stumbles. Okay, it's your choice now. You can continue doing what you did last year. It was wonderful. We had a fantastic year in 2013. And we're going to have a good year here in 2014, but it's not going to be the same market that it was last year. Now we're going to get into specifics when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. We are covering some very, very important ground in the market right now. As you know, for the entire year 2013, I sounded like a broken record here on the Best Stocks Now radio hour. The money was in the biotechs, the pharmaceuticals, the internet stocks, the small cap U.S., micro cap U.S. That's where the money was. The income was made even from these areas of the market because all you had to do was find dividend paying stocks from the U.S. Growth area of the market, and that produced tremendous returns last year while the bond market floundered and while the emerging markets absolutely got crushed last year. last year was all about U.S. stocks, and in particular, small and mid-caps, and even more specifically, the high-growth, high-PE, high-flyers that I previously mentioned. And then I put up a yellow flag on January 3rd of this year and said, you know what? You need to start being careful here. There's several things that are happening. We're having a change in the Fed. We really don't know what their plans will be. These emerging markets continue to come under fire. And other things that just caused me to be very, very worried about the market. And I started selling and locking in triple-digit profits on several of the companies that had led the way in 2013. And I was still in the process of lowering my exposure rapidly when all of a sudden Yellen's comments and Waxman's letter sent these stocks into a tailspin. And I got caught in several, the Yelps of the world, the Pandoras of the world, the TripAdvisors of the world. And those stocks, I do not believe, are going to regain their leadership roles in the market. Now, if you look at my latest newsletter, please look at my latest newsletter. You can go to my website, I know this sounds like an advertisement, but I'm trying to warn you. I'm trying to direct you. I'm trying to guide you. I've been telling you that the market was going to change at some point in time, and it has. And if you don't change with the market, if you keep doing the same thing that carried you to big gains in 2013, if you listened to me and you followed my advice and your 401k was up 25 to 40% last year, you can't do the same thing this year. The market has changed. It has changed dramatically in the space of about 2 weeks. It really started to change in about February. You know, we were kind of in the late innings of this run in the high-tech, high-PE type stuff, the leadership areas of the market. But Yellen and Waxman brought it to a screeching halt and put it into a tailspin. And I really do not believe, those of you who are still stuck in those stocks, I did a complete makeover. I've been making over my portfolios for the last couple of weeks, for the last 3-4 weeks actually. And even then, I still got caught in the tail end of the spinning down that these leaders did after Waxman and Yellen's comments. But I don't sit and hold and hope. People that did that in the year 2000 saying these dot-coms will come back, or people that held on to their single-family homes in 2007, 2008, they'll come back, you know, when they were way, way, way at the top. It takes a long time for the confidence to come back, for the sentiment to return, to be restored into the high PE stocks. I don't see that happening anytime soon. Yellen can say whatever she wants to say. She let the toothpaste out of the tube. And you can't put it back in. Try it sometime. Try putting the toothpaste back in the tube. She's changed the market. And I think probably it was intentional. She didn't want to see any irrational exuberance on her watch. And she's forced folks out of the speculative high PE stuff into the more rational, the more sane low PE stuff. And we've now become a global community once again, because global markets are now bubbling and gurgling once again. After getting slaughtered in 2012 and 2013, all of a sudden, within the last couple of weeks, these markets are picking themselves up by the bootstrap. And I believe that this is probably the biggest money-making opportunity in the markets right now. And if you have a 401k, in my newsletter, I have a mutual fund model portfolio. It currently has, I believe, 9 different mutual funds, something like that. Somewhere in 6 to 8, something like that. Total makeover. Take a look. You can do whatever you want to do. You can continue to do the same thing you were doing last year because it was so good to you. But you got to realize that markets change from time to time. And this market has changed rapidly in two major ways. It's changed from the high PE stocks to the low PE stocks. What do I mean by that? It's gone from growth to value. It's as simple as that. And the money is starting to spread around the world. The U.S. markets were exploited last year for all they were worth. Money follows stimulus. U.S. markets were up 29% last year. Markets all over the world were down last year. Mathematics have a way of snapping back towards the mean, and money has a way of chasing opportunity. When one area of the market has been exploited, it moves on to other areas of the market that look more fertile, that look more like an opportunity at the current time. And where do I see that money flowing? Well, I see it flowing all over the world right now. Let's just take a look at last week's action in the market. The NASDAQ was down almost 3% last week. The small cap market was down almost 3% last week. Now, conversely, the emerging markets were up 4.2% last week. China market up 5.5%. Latin America up 5.5%. This is just in 1 week. Greece up 6.5%. This is the beginning of two new trends. The market has rotated, and it's in the process of continuing to rotate away from high PE to low PE. And I wouldn't say away from the U.S., but I would say that the rest of the world is finally joining in, and money is finally starting to flow into the beleaguered foreign markets after a long, long hiatus. This is a very important occurrence if you're on top of it and if you're watching these markets. Again, I looked at several thousand charts over the weekend, and it was as clear as day to me where the money was leaving and where the money was going. And you better follow the money if you want to make money. You know how we talk about those asset class rankings every week. And every week I came on this show and said, every day actually, it's still the small cap U.S. stocks and micro cap U.S. stocks leading the way. Well, guess what? There's a total makeover taking place in the leaderboard. The last shall be first, the first shall be last, so it says in the Bible somewhere. And that's what's happening. It's moving away from growth, and it's moving towards value. In addition to this, we're starting to see some of the emerging markets and foreign markets showing up in the leaderboard. Europe, Latin America, China, and just the emerging markets in general. You can take a look at the model portfolios that I published over this past weekend in my aggressive growth accounts. You can see the makeover that's been done to that portfolio. That portfolio was up 40% last year, just shy of 40%. It stumbled so far this year because the market has been stumbling. And then we had the big nine letters coming out, the two words coming out of Yellen's mouth, followed up by the letter from Waxman to Gilead Sciences. You will see a complete makeover, almost, of my aggressive growth newsletter. I react, I change with markets. I don't stubbornly stick with the same system that worked last year. PWStreet.com. We'll be right back.
The
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know what? I've been saying for a long time, as it related to the leadership in the market, that it ain't over till it's over, which is an old baseball expression. And, of course, this is opening week of baseball season. So it's appropriate to quote the great Yogi Berra. But you know what? It's over. And I've been warning you that eventually the market would rotate. And eventually, the other big question is, what does that five-year-old bull market look like right now? Because that's the big picture. That's the big picture. All of this rotation that's taking place, it's all taking place within the big picture. And how does the big picture look right now? Is the bull done? Did Yellen stick a fork in it? Did Waxman stick a fork in it? The answer to that question as of now is absolutely not. There's absolutely not even a wrinkle in that five-year chart, that primary trend that began 5 years and 3 weeks ago, that primary trend that has been up, that primary trend that is also known as a bull market. But the bull market has entered into a new phase. In fact, this whole five-year bull, there's been several cycles and several phases to it. There was a phase that favored China and high yield junk bonds. There was a phase that favored the high growth stuff. There was a phase that didn't favor anything for about 9 months to a year. Well, we went through a lot of political turmoil here at home. Now we've been in the go-go phase for the last 15 months of this five-year bull market. And now we're entering into a new phase. And it's obvious why. Stimulus favors growth. Stimulus expands multiples on stocks. And as stimulus is removed from the market, and as sabers are rattled towards Fed interest rate hikes going forward, multiples contract. We've now entered into a phase that's going to favor lower PE, lower multiple stocks. And where are those found? Well, I've named so far three major areas. The energy sector is full of 11 and 12 and 13 PE stocks. The technology sector, large cap technology, has now become a large cap value sector, where you find many of these major technology companies, whether they're from the semiconductor, telecom, software, even Oracle breaking out these days. They have PEs somewhere in the 12 to 18 area. And the third major area right now that I think we can exploit going forward are the foreign markets, which have been completely ignored, snubbed, given up for dead, left behind for the last 2 years. They are now starting to bubble and gurgle again, and we find a lot of low PE. Look, when one market goes down by 12% during a year and the other one goes up by 29%, where has the value been created and where has the value disappeared from? And if this is a market moving towards value, Well, it's going to move towards the course of least resistance, the low PE stuff right now, because we've entered into a new paradigm, a paradigm of stimulus going away in America, interest rate hikes by the Fed looming out there on the horizon. This has changed the landscape of the market. And as I've said before, this is a seminal moment in this five-year-old bull market. A seminal moment happened 18 months ago when interest rates started to rise, and it became apparent that the Fed had to back out of their bond buying program. This completely ended, in my opinion, the 30-year-old bond bull market. Completely ended it. Seminal moment. And those that stood by their bonds because they had been so good to them in the past got a real wake-up call last year. When a leadership change takes place in the market, you have to move to the new leadership in the market. Now, we're in the early phases of this, yes, but it seems that the rotation has pretty much occurred, and it occurred much more rapidly, much more abruptly, led by two catalysts, one in Yellen and one in Waxman, that completely turned the market upside down. But it's not the end of the world, because we are still in a five-year-old bull market. But the baton, have you ever seen a one-mile relay race where each guy runs a 440, one runs one lap, and by the time he's done with his leg of the lap, he hands off the baton to the next guy? The guy handing off the baton is ready to collapse and fall down. He's totally pooped out. And the new guy is fresh and chipper and ready to go. And that's kind of what's happening in the market right now. The high PE stuff is exhausted. Look at the run we had last year. It just happened a little quicker and a little more abruptly than I would have liked. Usually it's a more orderly handoff and a more orderly transition. In this case, like I said, it was caused by a couple of catalysts that nobody could have ever predicted. So it hit us all a little bit harder than we would have liked to, a little bit more painful than we would have liked for it to be. But the transition has taken place, and the baton has been picked up by new leadership, and that's where we're going to do everything we can possibly do to make money in this market between now and the end of the year. Because time is ticking. Get my newsletter from this past weekend. It was the most important one that I've written this year. And I'm not just saying that. It's transitional. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. And if your guy or gal is sticking with the same strategy, no matter what the climate is in the world and you're not happy, we're active money managers here. We move around. We're the money. We chase the money. We follow it around. And it's moving right now. We're 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.